Hello and welcome. We're going to, this evening, go into mistakes in contracts. That comes down to an issue of genuine assent, just like capacity, which we just spoke on. When you have capacity issues, when a person is a minor or they're incompetent because of mental disease or defect or because of intoxication, they don't have capacity. They don't understand what the contract is, or maybe sometimes even the fact that they are entering into a contract, and hence you don't have genuine assent. We just spoke of that. And tonight we're going to move on to mistakes. Well, if the contract isn't what you think it is because there's a mistake there, then guess what? You can't have the genuine assent either. You do understand that there's a contract, but you don't understand its terms because what you thought it was isn't what it is. So let's jump into that. We're going to talk about the definitions regarding mistakes. What's a unilateral mistake? What's a mutual mistake? Or what's a mistake in transcription or printing? Remember what a contract is, because that's what this all comes down to. These elements of being able to have an agreement. That's the first thing that contract is. It's an agreement between two or more parties that creates obligations that are enforceable or otherwise recognizable by law. Well, in order to have an agreement, you have to have it be between competent parties, people who are capable of understanding that they're making an agreement and what the agreement says. It's got to be based on genuine assent. That means both parties have to not only agree to it, but they have to understand what they're agreeing to. It's got to be supported by consideration, which we'll talk about in future classes. That is a something for something. You got to give a promise in return for that promise. It's got to be for a lawful purpose. You can't make a contract for something that is illegal or unlawful. And it's got to be in a legal form. Some contracts have to be in writing. Some contracts have to be under what they call under seal. But that's what the nature of contracts are. But we're going to talk about mistakes tonight, and that it relates to the genuine assent issue of it because of the fact that you have to understand what you are agreeing to in order to really have an agreement. Genuine assent is an agreement or approval or permission that is authentic. It's real and has the quality of what it says it's going to be. When there's a mistake in the contract, there can't be genuine assent, as the ability of the parties to truly understand its terms, conditions, duties, and responsibilities into what they're entering is not what they believed it to be. So if you're having an agreement on something that's not what you think you're agreeing to, it's not a genuine assent. With respect to contracts, mistake has been defined as an error, a misconception, a misunderstanding, or erroneous belief with respect to the terms, conditions, duties, or responsibilities contained in the contract. Why do mistakes matter? It's because of the requirement of genuine assent. Now, the validity of the contract may be affected by that. Why? Because where both parties made a mistake in what it is, there's no agreement there. In some cases, a mistake can be caused by misconduct of the parties. That's a different element, and we'll talk about that. But with others, the mistake is just a non-purposeful event. They made a mistake, and they made an error. It's important to understand that not every erroneous idea is a mistake. For the purposes of rescinding a contract, that means canceling it, not going forward. Mistake refers to a mistaken belief about an existing fact. It's not a mistake about what will happen in the future. It's not that we think that X will happen and Y happens. Well, that's not a mistake. That's the fact that things can change. But in the contract, if you say that I'm going to sell you 450 widgets and you literally only sell 400 widgets because you there was a mistake in the contract, that is a mistake as a fact. If you turn around and say, I'm going to sell you 450 widgets on a Thursday, and you think that those widgets will be worth $50 a piece, and when you sell them, they're only worth $25, well, that's not a mistake in the contract. It's also not a mistake as to the meaning of the terms in the contract. So if you think a widget means X and it's not defined in the contract and the other party thinks it means Y, that's an interpretation of the contract. And that has to be decided in court or put in expressly in the language. But that's a issue that gets resolved by interpretation, not by the fact of what it actually is. That's not a mistake of a fact. It's a mistake of the meaning, and they're different. There are three types of mistakes. There's a unilateral mistake, a mutual mistake, and a mistake due to transcription or printing. And we're going to run through each one of those. A unilateral mistake is exactly what it sounds like. It's a mistake made by only one of the parties. So the other party understands what's going on and one of them doesn't. They just made a mistake. It's a mistake as to a fact that does not affect the contract when the mistake is unknown by the other contracting party. So if the mistake is just yours and yours alone and the other party doesn't believe it to be a mistake and doesn't think it's a mistake, then it's a unilateral mistake. And it is not entitled to cause rescission of the contract. Why? Because the fact you didn't check over the contract, the fact that you didn't understand what the contract was saying, doesn't mean there's not an agreement. There was an agreement, and your misunderstanding of what it is not a mistake. It's a unilateral mistake. This may or may not always be obvious. When one party knows the true facts and the other does not, that can be a unilateral mistake. And a unilateral mistake is not where both parties are misinformed. In the case where neither party realizes the error and the incorrect fact is a basic assumption of only one of the parties, the other one does not see it for a basis of deciding to enter into the contract. So as a result of that, a unilateral mistake is generally not grounds for rescission in the contract. There is an exception where both parties realize it's a mistake and one party cares and the other one doesn't. That is a grounds for the rescission of the contract. This is because where the mistake is known to both contracting parties, the mistake was avoidable. And it's the law isn't going to hold the victim of the mistake, the person who does care about that element, from being harmed by it. So where only one party thinks that it's a problem and the other party doesn't realize it's a problem, it's not a grounds for rescission of the contract. But where both parties realize it and one party just doesn't care, then that can be rescinded. Now, the kind of mistake that always allows for the rescission of a contract is what is called a mutual mistake. That's when both parties think that it's X and it turns out to be Y. It's a mistake on the fact does affect the contract, and such mistake is shared by both parties. Both parties think it is 450 widgets and it's only 400. It is often held that no contract was formed at all because there wasn't genuine assent of both parties to come in on this. So the contract should be subject to either rescission, that means total cancellation, put them back to the status quo, or what we call reformation, excuse my tongue being tied there. Reformation means that the court rewrites the contract back to what the two parties thought that it should be. When can a contract be rescinded or reformed for mutual mistake? When both parties are mistaken about a basic, and it's got to be a material fact. That means it's got to have meaning, okay? It's a specific date by which one party is going to be hurt if that date isn't complied with. If it's a number in the contract, you know, I say that I'm going to pay you $1 million as opposed to $50. Okay, that's a major issue. Whereas if it is that I'll pay you at 3 in the morning as opposed to 4 in the morning, and there's no real difference in that. Then guess what? That may not be a material mistake. But if it's meaningful, and that's what material means, then there is a affected party, either one or both, can generally avoid the contract. There's really three requirements to be able to provide for either a rescission, that means a cancellation, or a reformation, which is the rewriting of the contract by the court. In order to have that, you really have to have three requirements. First, the mistake must concern a basic assumption on which the contract was made. It's foundational on it. The mistake must be a material effect. Again, it's got to be meaningful. If it's something that is totally inconsequential to the contract, or the agreed exchange of performances or promises, then it's not. And lastly, that the adversely affected party, the person who wants to have rescission or reformation, must not bear the risk of the mistake. So they're the ones that they have to show harm of it, that they'll be harmed by that mistake, and that they didn't cause the mistake, that it wasn't their fault that the mistake was made in the contract. The law requires that the adversely affected party can avoid or reform the contract in those circumstances on that basis. Now, there's also mistakes. So unilateral mistakes generally don't allow reformation unless both parties recognized it and the other party just sat back and said nothing. Under those circumstances, unilateral mistake will allow for rescission or reformation, but generally unilateral mistakes, no change. Mutual mistakes almost all allow for, because both parties recognize that there was a mistake in a contract, that allows for rescission or reformation as long as it's material. Lastly on this, transcription mistakes. Transcription or printing mistakes mean you and I will have an agreement. And when it gets put down into writing or printed in printed form, it's different than what our agreement was. When can a contract be rescinded or reformed? For printing error or for a transcription error, when the error takes place as a result of a faulty prescription or transcription or printing. The aggrieved party, the person who says, I'm hurt by this because that's not what we agreed to. And again, you can't have genuine assent when the actual printing is different than what you agreed to in an oral contract. And once it gets put down in writing, then you agree to it. Well, unless you can demonstrate that that was a change in the contract and that both parties agreed to that, then it can't be enforced. And here it was just hey, somebody made a screw up when they printed it, when they typed it, when they reduced it into writing. The burden of proof in these cases is always on the party as saying that they are harmed by it and looking for reformation or looking for rescission. And they have to show it by clear and convincing evidence, by the way. It's not just, hey, I say that it was this and now it's that. They have to demonstrate it. So frequently this happens in written contracts, which are written out by hand, you know, what we call a manuscript, and then they're printed. So, they, you know, they're reduced to typing, and you demonstrate it by showing the written manuscript that both parties agreed to, or if they're oral and then reduced to writing, by witnesses. That's the best that you can do. You can say, hey, listen, I was in the room when these two agreed, and it wasn't that agreement. It was this agreement, and that typing or transcription or printing does not conform with that. The whole purpose of the contract is generally reformation. Why? Because it seeks to go back to what the parties agreed to. It wasn't that the parties didn't agree to something. They did under these circumstances. It's just that the agreement as is put forward now in the printing does not reflect what they agreed to. They did agree to something. It's just inaccurate. And what the purpose of the court generally is that they take the agreement that was agreed to and substitute it for the agreement that was put forward in the printing. Now, as a result of that, rescission, which is when you totally go, eliminate the contract and you put the parties back to the status quo where they were before, in transcription and printing mistakes, it's generally reformation, which means the court rewrites the contract to what the original agreement was. So that's what generally happens with transcription and printing mistakes. So again, you have three types of mistakes. You have a unilateral mistake where one party makes a mistake, unless the other party knows that the other party is making the mistake, because they could step in and stop that and say, hey, that's not what this is. And they have a duty to do that. And the court and the law hold them to that duty. Unless that's the case, you know, you're not aware that that other party is making a mistake. With a unilateral mistake, generally no rescission, no reformation. Mutual mistakes where both parties make a mistake, where there's a factual error in the mistake, then as a result of that, generally that will allow for reformation or for rescission of the contract. Hey, that's not what we wanted to agree to. It's not what I agreed to. He didn't think that either. And as a result, under mutual mistakes where both parties make the mistake and where it's a factual material error, then you have the ability to rescind or to reform, which means that they'll put it back to where it should have been. And lastly, transcription and printing mistakes are mistakes which happen as a result of the fact that when it either went over from an oral or a handwritten contract into a printed contract, a typewritten contract, there was an error in producing that. The contract is generally reformed. That means rewritten by the court to be what it should have been in the first place. That's it for mistakes. Next on, we talk about where there's pressure or a undue influence with respect to the contract, which does away with the genuine assent. Why? Because the assent is coerced. We'll talk about that in a minute. See you in a bit.